Talkback is brought to you by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Experience the luxury. It's Talkback, Central Louisiana's longest-running talk show. Whether it's the hosts or the callers, Talkback is where Central Louisiana connects and begins its conversation.
All right, good morning, everyone. Welcome into Friday here on Talkback on KSYL. I'm Al Quartermont. Sandra is back with us this morning, and it's another rainy morning.
It sure is. Hopefully this will clear out. It looks like we have the potential for a beautiful weekend, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Yes, same. So looking forward to that. It'd be nice for it to kind of dry out this afternoon. We've got a lot of high school football games on tap for this evening, and there are going to be some soggy fields, I'm sure.
Yeah, do they? I know they're pretty protective of those fields. Are we expecting any? We've not heard of any cancels or anything because of the field conditions, have we? Although I saw one game has moved to Saturday. Did I see Peabody's a Saturday game? But I don't know if that was a move or if that had been planned.
Let me see. I thought Senlaw Preps had posted something about a couple of games being delayed. Last night, Bolton Academy played. They lost to Mamou 58-0. The schedule tonight, Ash is at West Feliciana, by Feliciana. Block is at Buckeye. Bunky is at St. Mary. Delta Charter at LaSalle. DeRitter at South Beauregard. Faraday's at Vidalia. Lakeview at Booker T. Washington. Leesville at Sam Houston. Logansport at Manny. Mangum at Gina. Marksville plays at Avoyelles. Good Avoyelles Parish game there. Montgomery is at Grant. Big Grant Parish game. Natchitoches Central at Brobridge. New Iberia will be in Pineville to take on the Rebels. Northwood Lena is at Menard, Oakdale at Sacred Heart, Ouachita Christian at Caldwell Parish, Pickering at Guidan, Tioga at Sterlington, Winfield at Jonesboro Hodge, and then tomorrow, yeah, Peabody is at LaGrange at 6 p.m., and Rose Pine will be at Westlake at 11 a.m. So, speaking of high school football, coming up on the show in about 10 minutes, John Marques will be here, excuse me, from Rapides Regional Medical Center. They're doing it for the third year now. It's called Kick Cancer. It's a partnership with the Rapides Parish football teams. Eight schools in Rapides Parish will have a chance to earn money for their programs in the American Cancer Society. Schools get $20 for every field goal they make during the regular season and postseason, $10 for every point after kick. And each school will get a minimum $500 with a corresponding donation made to the American Cancer Society. So we'll learn more about that.
That's great. You know, and it's interesting. I remember from at least the games I would go to with my kids, they don't kick a lot in high school.
It depends. Now, back when Coach Boone was out of Avoyelles, they never kicked. They always went for the two-pointer, and they always did an onside kick. So they had kind of a unique strategy. I think that was adapted from like an Arkansas school that was famous for doing that. But it always just kind of depends what kind of kicker that you have, because that can be an aggravating thing if you don't have a good kicker.
Yeah.
So, which, you know, now with so many kids that play soccer, you can usually find someone has the ability to kick it at least, you know, 20 or 30 yards.
It's not as easy as it looks.
Yeah. And ESPN's game day, college game day, Saturday, there was
a guy that
made a kick for $50,000.
It's rare somebody hits it, but yeah. It is so much fun to watch those kids go out there and try to kick that.
He missed they gave him two attempts. He missed the first one, and that comedian who imitates Trump, I'm trying to remember his name, but he called him a loser when he missed the first one.
No.
You're a loser. But he came back and totally redeemed himself and ended up getting the kick, So, yeah, football's underway. Last night was the first NFL game. Chiefs and the Ravens came down to the wire. The Chiefs held a 7-point lead when the Ravens scored a last-second touchdown. But then they did a replay, and the guy's toe was on the out-of-bounds line. So missed it by that much. They say football's a game of inches. Well, that was 1 inch.
Literally. Millimeter.
Yeah. Yeah, so tough way for the Ravens to lose. But it's a long season. It should be a good season. Tonight in Brazil, the Packers take on the Philadelphia Eagles. So hope everything goes well with that game. Yeah, the political dynamics in Brazil right now are not the greatest, for sure. We got some calls coming in. Let's jump on them. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Good morning. Calendar has rolled around again.
Yes, it has.
To the first Saturday coming up. And so just wanted to mention that there will be, of course, breakfast again at Bulow with the Aircraft Association.
Mm-hmm.
So all you want to eat for the $20 charge, all you want to eat and drink.
$20?
Did I say? Oh, 10 bucks.
Okay, I was going to say, man, okay. I know Biden's inflation is bad, but that would be...
Yeah, no, well, that was a good way to emphasize it. just an economical breakfast that all you want to eat and at Bulow and with the greatly improved weather in place.
Yes, should be a nice morning tomorrow. So what time do you guys have that breakfast?
From 7:30 to 9:30.
All right. All you can eat. 10 bucks.
Yep.
That's a good deal. So
you bet.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for always calling in. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's go to another call. Good morning, you're on Talkback.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got some interesting stuff about kicking. My son, Michael, was a kicker, and I got the blessing of coaching him in eighth grade at Dry Prone Junior High. We found out from the rules, the LHSA rules back then, that they wanted to encourage kicking. So in junior high, you only got one if you ran it in. You got two if you kicked it.
Huh.
And so we kicked every one of ours, and he was one of our leading scorers because we practiced a lot on kicking. And then when we got to high school, I ended up coaching with Andy Boone for six seasons.
Yeah.
And you were right about the Arkansas thing. He read an article and brought it to me. We always talked about football, no matter what time of year it was. And he brought this article, and it was a coach in Arkansas from a 6A school, one of the biggest schools in the country. And this guy never kicked. He did the numbers. And he said it doesn't – in high school, a punt is usually about 22 yards, the average. Even if you're within your own 20 – and you have fourth and forever. If you punt it, they're still going to score a touchdown this many percentage of the time. And so he never kicked. And look, he made it work. We always had little bitty teams. That school was a disadvantage because they have a LaSasse school in a Boyle parish that, Louisiana Agricultural Sciences. And so all our big old corn fed farm boys would leave at third hour and never come back to school. So we were playing with mosquito wings, and look, he was the terror of the league for a long time. Nobody ever expected us to win. Every time we went to the playoffs, they always said, "My goodness, how did you get all that little kids?" But he chose a unique system, that double wing offense that, he called me at the night after our first season ended. We went 4-6. Nobody expected us. They hadn't won a game in forever. So winning four games was... Everybody was off the moon, And on the way home, he called me and he said, "I'm thinking about putting a double wing." I said, "My goodness, that is a cluster. If you do not know the footwork, it is difficult." He said, "Have you ever beaten it?" And I had never. I had played three teams. I had coached against three teams that used it, and I'd never beaten it.
Wow.
And so we put it in. The next season, we went 2-8. But in seven of those eight losses, we were ahead in the second half, and we led the LHSA in scoring like four of the 10 weeks of the regular season. And once we got a defense going, the next season we went 9-1, and then 8-2, and then my coaching career ended. But anyways, he's still using it. He's coaching up in Arkansas.
Okay.
And he's got a team with 100 kids coming out. They bought into this system, and I talked to his son this weekend, and his son happens to be married to my daughter-in-law's sister, so we still keep close to that. And he's in Arkansas using the double wing and not kicking. He has three kickers. One can kick it out of the end zone. One can do an onside. It's phenomenal. But anyways, I didn't want to bore y'all with all that. But I'm excited about that because it's unique.
Yes.
And it brought some excitement to the game that we really relished. So anyway, thank y'all. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you filling in the details there. So because, when I was at the TV station, we covered of Oils football quite a bit, and all of our sports reporters love working with Coach Boone because he's such a funny character.
He's a character.
On top of that. So, and his son, Wes, worked for me for about a year as well. So, a talented young man.
Well, he helped me learn how to handle Donald Trump because Andy would rag on the referees in the first quarter for any little thing. And I would think, Andy, we're going to need these guys in the fourth quarter. You know, just, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. And sure enough, he would. So I let him be him. I did my part. And so with Trump, I just let him be Trump. I don't like a lot of the stuff he does. I cringe sometimes when I hear him on, you know, but I just let it go.
Yeah.
And he's a phenom. I'll look to him. So anyway, thanks. Y'all have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate the call. 442-8255. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk with John Marques from Rapides Regional Medical Center. But you know, high school football in this area is always interesting, and coaches make such a huge impact. They really make a big difference. And you see the schools where you have a coach that stays for a while and builds a culture. It really starts a lot of times kind of that youth football level. And you see it in their junior high programs, and it translates up into the senior high programs. You know, you think of someone like Coach Bachman at Ash, Coach Cook at Tioga. They just build these winning traditions, and kids want to be part of that. So Coach Boone did a great job down in Avoyelles. It was a shame that he had to leave, but they continue to still be competitive. So, all right, we'll take a break. More coming up.
KSYL.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Are you happy with your airline loyalty program? Those programs from Delta, United, American, and Southwest are targets of an investigation by the Department of Transportation. The agency says it wants reports on those programs within 90 days to understand better how consumers are affected by fees, rewards that lose their value, or dynamic pricing. Red Lobster has another chance at a revival. The iconic seafood chain won court approval to leave bankruptcy under new ownership led by Fortress Investment. Red Lobster filed for Chapter 11 protection in May, dealing with declining sales and rising prices. The company also had costly leases. The August jobs report is due out here an hour before Wall Street rings the opening bell. Traders are bracing for numbers that will be critical in determining the health of the U.S. economy and the size of a Fed interest rate cut later this month. Futures are lower. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
If you want to pay more, that's your business. If you want to pay less, that's our business.
Vaught Automotive celebrates its 25th anniversary all month long with our biggest sale of the year. For the last 25 years, Vaught Automotive has helped tens and tens of thousands of customers select, purchase, and service their vehicles. From Bucky to Bastrop, Natchitoches to Oakdale, LeCount to Alexandria, and now in Zachary. 10 brands, 8 locations, one great price. Now that's a Vaught value.
TalkBack is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. There's nothing quite like the unparalleled quality and style with Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Let's get back to the show. It's TalkBack on KSYL.
And we are back on TalkBack on your Friday morning. Al Quartermont, Sandra McQuain. We are hoping that the rains will subside a little bit later today because we have a big weekend of high school football coming up. It's an exciting time of year. Everyone really enjoys this time of year for sure, and hopefully a lot of folks can get out and enjoy the games. But as you're at the games, especially here in Rapides Parish, something we want you to know about, John Marques from Rapides Regional Medical Center joins us on the show, and he's going to tell us all about the third annual Kick Cancer Partnership that's happening between Rapides Cancer Center and the Rapides Parish High School football teams. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Oh, nice to have you with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So we had you on last year to talk about this effort, and it garnered quite a bit of money, so I'm sure you're looking forward to that again this year.
We are. The more successful the schools are, the more money we can donate, and that's what we want to do. For every point after try, which is the kick after a touchdown, we donate $10, and if they kick a field goal, we donate $20. And last year, we make it a blanket $500 donation because we know some schools may not have the kicking programs, and I always joke with Tommy Moore at Northwood, he never kicks. But we give him a $500 donation, but they have opportunities to raise more than that. The first year, Ash actually raised right on the dot $500.
Wow.
But last year they had a great year, good run in the playoffs, and we were able to give them $610. And we, more importantly, we made an equal donation to the American Cancer Society in their behalf for $610. And I think altogether it was just over $4,100 that we were able to give to the Cancer Society last year. And we're right getting close to $9,000 so far in the first 2 years. So that's what it's about.
Yeah, absolutely. We were talking in the last segment about Andy Boone when he was coaching out of Oils, because he was that kind of coach too, where he didn't do any kicking absolutely at all. So it's good to hear that there's that minimum donation for a school like Northwood.
Well, and I joked with Thomas Bachman the first year, if he would have quit, he kept trying to do two-point conversions. And I know why he was doing it. He was trying to do it for the playoffs in case he ever got in a situation. But I was like, if you just kicked the ball, we could have given you a lot more money. But, you know, but it's up to them. And like I said, we don't want them to change anything that they do. We don't want to, you know, this is just a fun way to draw attention to a worthwhile cause.
Absolutely. And it is an exciting time of year. I know that your sports writer juices start flowing this time of year. You probably miss getting out on the field and attending those practices and talking to the coaches.
I don't miss it when it's raining like this.
That's true. Right. But hopefully tonight it'll be nice and we won't have the rain.
Yeah, and the weather, I don't know when the cool front's coming through, but I know we're playing baseball tomorrow, my youngest, and it's supposed to be in the low 80s, and I'm like, yes, I can handle that.
For September, early September, that's amazing.
And I saw Nick posted last year this time, it was like 105.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'll take it any day.
Absolutely. As you look across the high school landscape this year, especially here in Rapids Parish, who do you think are going to be the outstanding teams?
Without a doubt, I think he may not admit it outwardly, but I think Thomas Bachman at Ash is expecting big things. Quarterback, they have a couple of sophomores that are battling, but I think they have a chance to go quite deep. And that, you know, I think they were right there, close to making it to, I think, the semifinals last year.
Mm-hmm.
Tioga's going to be strong. It helps that Neville went up to 5A, so they went out of that district. That should give them a good seating in the playoffs. Figure they're going to be probably favored in that district. You know, Gina had a great season last year. You know, and I talked to him last week at the Rotary meeting, was Harry Coleman at Peabody.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to see him stick around, and what he's building over at Peabody is something to watch. I think they were supposed to play last night but got moved to Saturday because of all the rain.
Right.
So, you know, it's going to be nice to see how maybe those three programs separate themselves this year.
Sure. And you were mentioning the program that Coleman is building over there. I was saying in the last segment, a coach makes such a difference, not just the X's and O's, but the culture that he builds, and it's good to see him doing that at Peabody.
It is, and you know how it is. You look at college programs, when you have a program that maybe has underachieved, traditionally they get a coach, they have any type of success, what's the first thing that happens?
Yeah.
Somebody hires them away.
Right.
And you've seen that with some of their previous coaches, especially Jules Sullen several years ago, so it's nice to see Coach Coleman sticking around and and having an impact on that program and in the lives of those young men.
Absolutely. So it'll be a fun year for sure. Always is a good year. On the college level, any thoughts on the LSU opener?
You know, I think people need to, LSU fans just need to step back and just relax.
Yes.
They did get beat by Southern Cal, which, you know, it's not like they got beat by, you know, South Carolina or Nichols, right? You know, I think it was disappointing their defense could not get off the field when they needed to.
Right.
But I'd be more disappointed is USC's defense finally improved, where LSU's offense struggled a little bit. Of course, you are replacing the Heisman Trophy winner. So.
Right. And two first-round draft choices at wide receiver.
You know, it's just, you know, had they opened with Nicholls State and won by 50, and then they come in the second week with, you know, it's
– yeah.
It's a long season, and the good news is they could probably even lose another game and still have a shot at the playoffs, so it's not like your season's over.
Exactly, and that'll be intriguing to see how that goes.
I mean, it could be worse. They could be a Florida State fan.
That's true. who's lost on two continents now. So, for the LCU Wildcats, first year with new head coach Ben McLaughlin, who, when he played at LCU, arguably the best player maybe in their school history, I'm excited to see what they do this year.
Probably the best season of school history, maybe,
mm-hmm.
at least in the last 50 years.
Yeah, last year. Yeah.
And the one thing I liked about him, he was at the Rotary, and he had, I don't know if you've ever been to the Rotary where they do the football preview. Coaches come, and they bring two or three players, mm-hmm. and he brought three players, and he had them stand up. And it was only three local products on the roster.
Hmm.
They're from one or two from Ash, and I can't remember, maybe Toga or Pavel. I can't remember. I apologize. And he said next year it won't be that way. He wants to make recruiting the local kids a priority.
That's
good to hear if you're trying to build interest in the program from the local community, if they can see the kids in high school and then stay home and play. And, you know, he was building a pretty good program out of Buckeye. Had success last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the offensive coordinator when Ash got beaten the state finals. So, and I don't think he wants to leave to try to climb too much higher. I think he's comfortable in this area, so hopefully he will stay there and maybe be like a Gene Rushing or a Billy Allgood on the football side.
That would be awesome to see. So, and just a great guy, so I'm so excited to see what he does with the program. I think he's going to have a different quality to it than Coach Maddox, who did a phenomenal job, did with it. So, and just going after those local kids, I think it'd be really great. One last question. So for the Rapids Parish Schools, we know that because of the silliness, I'll say, of the LHSAA, they have to play in that select category, which in some sports, it's been okay. Basketball, softball, baseball. But in football, it seems to be really tough once you get to those higher levels of the playoffs. It feels like it's a disadvantage for our schools.
You know, overall for Rapids Parish Schools, it's probably been a benefit when you look at how many schools we've had in the semifinals in various sports. Like you mentioned, mm-hmm. you can see it in basketball. Pavel made the semifinals last year. They made the semifinals in baseball the year before. In some sports, it has been a benefit until you get to the finals, and then you run into, like, you know, Pineville Baseball was playing an all-male Jesuit school with 2,500 male students.
Yeah.
That is an issue, but, the thing that frustrates me and some others, and I think supposedly the LHSA is supposed to work on this going forward, is I always bring the example. You have Pavel and Ash. They're playing in District 2-5A, which is Murderers Row in football, mm-hmm. and baseball. And you have Tioga, which is playing in a 4A district. But when they get to the playoffs, they're in the same classification. And that's where some of the frustration comes in, because shouldn't Tioga be playing in the same division if they're going to be competing? And I'm not picking on Tioga, I'm not picking on Asher Pineville, but you have that in other parts of the state as well, where they need to do something to control the regular season and the playoffs to make it sense. Because if you have people that are just casual followers and they're seeing Tioga's having to play, you know, I'll go back last year to the Nevilles, the Genas in district or whatever, and all of a sudden, why aren't we playing them in the playoffs? They're in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to explain that.
Yeah, for sure. So it's just, I don't know, feels just kind of messed up. But it is what it is, as they say in coaching, right?
It is. I think things have gotten better. But I try to tell people the select, non-select, the ship has sailed. They're not going back.
Right.
They may eventually. I think you see some of the talk in some of the non-traditional major sports where they're trying to do that, but one of the issues is reclassification went into effect this year, so that's why you saw, like, Neville come into the mm-hmm. Pineville and Ash district, West Wichita moved out, so, you know, you're sort of stuck with that for at least 2 years.
Right. Last question, I know Bob Tompkins is doing some writing with the Rapids Journal. Are you still doing any writing?
I do very little, which is ironic because I'm actually president of the Louisiana Sports Writers Association. I'm probably doing the least amount of writing I've ever done, but I'm having to do a bunch of other stuff behind the scenes. Like, sure. I had to meet with LHSA about some issues that we had with state championships this past year, and they've been great trying to resolve that, and then some Hall of Fame issues. So
yeah,
don't, and then you throw in trying to coach baseball with travel and school and everything. So I'm good.
There you go. Well, we always have enjoyed your writing and your analysis on the high school scene. So again, let's remind folks, it's the Rapids Regional Medical Centers helping Rapids Cancer Center with their third annual Kick Cancer Partnership with Rapids Parish Football Team. So when you guys are out of the games, cheer for those kicks because we need the money.
Yeah, we need. We'd love to give away as much money as possible, and we'd love every school to make it to the state finals because playoffs do count for the tally.
There you go. Every little bit helps. John, thanks so much for stopping in today. We appreciate it.
I appreciate the time.
Yes, sir. It's John Marques from Rapids Regional. We're back after this.
Like to be part of Talk Back? Well, pick up the phone and call the BOM Bank Talk Line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK.
From America's number one travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minutes. I'm Mary Carey, and thanks for joining me. Everyone makes mistakes, but when it comes to filling out the required passport information for your application, remember this. It's an application, and it can be denied, which means you'll have to resubmit, and that adds to the time, and it's going to cost you another application fee. Common mistakes on passport applications that cause rejections? Typos. One misspelled word or reverse letter or number, and your passport app will be rejected and sent back. Then there's the passport photo. Passport photos have very strict rules around them, and they're often rejected, particularly the pictures travelers take with their smartphones, so that's not recommended. I'd pay the 10 or 15 bucks and just get them done at your local post office, your local drugstore, or even Staples. Use the proper payment method and make sure if you pay by check that you write that check out exactly as they request you to write it out. Head to travel.state.gov for all the specifics on all the information you're going to need for passports. And as always, you'll find more travel info at rmworldtravel.com. Happy travels, everyone.
TalkBack is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. The best of TalkBack is back Saturday mornings 8 to 10 right here on KSYL. Now, back to the show.
All right, we are back here on TalkBack. Al Quartermont, Sandra McQuain with you. 442-8255 is our number if you want to jump in here. And anything that's on your mind, we'll continue with an open line for most of the rest of the morning. So we'll make the show available for you. All right, so we missed you yesterday. We had a good discussion. Had the young lady on who's the founder and CEO of the Flipside.
I did get to hear that. I was driving in the rain for a meeting in Baton Rouge, but that was a really interesting interview. I only heard about kind of that first 35 minutes. I know you went a little longer with her, but really interesting.
Yeah, she was interesting. So, you know, it gives a different perspective than we typically, the plane tends to fly to the right on this show for sure, but try to bring a little balance to it. So,
yeah, and it sounds like that's what they're trying to do, too.
Right, right. And I've enjoyed looking at their articles and the way that they approach that. So a lot of it is, I've already kind of known those are the both sides of the issue. But right now, as we're hot and heavy into the political season, you know, so much of our talk is about this because it's what's kind of front and center and top of mind with people right now, understandably so. So, you know, yesterday was an interesting day. And a lot of yesterday, you saw the national media talking about the school shooting in Georgia, which is just a horrible story. And it's, again, it feels like a failure on many levels, starting first in the home. If you're the father of that kid, how do you buy him a gun?
The FBI comes to see me because they're concerned. The first thing I will probably do is get rid of the guns in my house or make sure I've got them under some sort of lock and key that he can't get to.
Right, but he actually bought him a gun for Christmas last year.
I know.
Knowing this. So he's charged. The authorities are charging him with similar charges. And I think that that's probably a good step in this case. Secondly, the FBI knew about this guy, referred his name to the sheriff's office. When they went and questioned him, he was like, oh, no, that was just someone hacked my social media. Okay. The third thing, too, that school did have a couple of resource officers on duty, but how does he get in the building with a gun to begin with, you know? So it always seems like these kinds of shootings are happening, too, like the closer we get to an election. I don't know what that's about, but it's just sad because I heard the stories of the people that were killed, two 14-year-old boys, a school teacher who shielded one of the students from being shot, and then another teacher who was actually the defensive coordinator for the football team. So it's just so senseless. And, of course, it becomes political hay. And we always hear the same old, you know, well, we've got to have more laws to ban guns and, you know, regulate guns. And we have so many laws. And here is again was no law is probably going to stop when somebody wants to perpetrate evil. But the question we have to ask ourselves is what conditions are creating people to even be this way? You know, so on Twitter, there was a lot going around with this young man's picture that seemed to indicate maybe some transgender issues. I don't know that that will ultimately be what comes out, but we've seen in the last couple of years, a lot of the shootings have been carried out kind of by that sector, if you will. So the terrible shooting in Nashville.
Nashville was the one I was aware of. Yeah. I can't think of any others, but I know Nashville certainly, yeah, that was definitely one of the issues there. In Georgia, I mean, it's just heartbreaking. And this gets back to, this is nothing to do with the gun. It has everything to do with that family situation.
Yes. Again, if you're the dad, how can you just think, okay, it'll be okay if I buy him a gun, you know?
Well, and I think the dad, you know, and of course we don't know anything. We're still learning everything. But evidently mom's been in and out of the prison system. And so it has just been a constant state of turmoil, it sounds like. Not that that excuses the young man for finally going over the edge. But this was absolutely preventable, you know, a year ago when they had, they went to the family and expressed concerns.
Yeah.
And, you know, they chose to apparently do nothing about it. Not law enforcement, the family.
And it's just kind of the latest shooting where there were indications and people saw things and knew things. And I guess what can you do in that situation when someone hasn't actually yet committed a crime?
Nothing law enforcement can do, and especially when you have a 13-year-old. I don't even know what their rules and laws would be in that scenario. But the parent has to step up in that. So law enforcement can only do what they did, and that was alert the family that concerns have been expressed and having a very heartfelt talk with them. And, you know, if the family won't step in and do anything about it, it makes it hard. You can't just, you know, they can't just follow him, put him under surveillance for 10 years. I mean, there's only so much law enforcement can do.
Maybe there needs to be a law that there has to be some kind of mandatory counseling for someone who's identified as a risk or a threat, to get them the psychological help that they need.
And you're assuming in that case, though, that the suspicions raised by someone in the community were legitimate. And the other problem is you don't know that it isn't just...
Right.
You know, I mean, you can't convict him of, oh, you have to go to counseling because somebody said you weren't right in the head. I mean, it's, you know, and I'd spend a lot of couch time if that were the case. So,
you and me both.
So anyway, but I think law enforcement did what they could do in this situation.
Yeah. It's just unfortunate. All right, we've got some calls coming in. Let's go ahead and take those. Good morning, you're on Talkback.
Did y'all see where the Florida governor, he signed the new laws about stealing?
About stealing? I don't know that I saw that story.
He has really clamped down on stealing. You don't go to Florida now and steal anything because they'll get you.
If you steal
something that costs $400 or more, that's 5 years in jail. Class C felony and 5 years in jail. So if you steal something off somebody's porch, you don't know what's in that box.
Yeah. Yes. And that's become a real problem with what they call porch pirates, especially in cities. I saw a video the other day where a delivery man was dropping off the box, and as he did, some guy came up and grabbed it, and he had to fight the guy to keep it away from him. And I'm like, this is just insane. So I am all for more penalties of criminals. I think we're too soft on them. If you do crime, you should pay for it.
Well, you know, the thing is, right now on Jackson Street, Jackson and Bolton, there's two very aggressive panhandlers. They're right down there right now. Won't the police go there? That's against the law.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are aggressive. And I don't see why the police don't go down there and knock them in the head or shoot them, whatever. You know, they fit the description.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, I feel like we're just too soft on crime. I mean, I don't know that shooting would be necessarily required, but they definitely need to come and crack down on that. So,
Or they can taser him or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Look, y'all have a great day.
All right, man. Thank you. Let's take another call. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Think about your format. You might consider enlisting yesterday about abortion and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
You might consider having people on that do adoptions, like Catholic Charities or whatever.
Sure.
I'm afraid a lot of people don't understand how to go about it. But the main thing is the expense of it.
Yeah.
Going through an attorney.
Right.
But if you have people on to explain it, maybe more of these kids would give up their babies.
Yeah. That's a good idea. We'll look into that and see if we can find people that can speak to that. And that's what I've heard, is that more people would adopt, but it tends to be pretty expensive.
I've worked with people that desperately wanted children and couldn't conceive.
Yeah.
And it's very heartbreaking. So it'd be a good place for the kids. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate that. And we'll take a break. More coming up.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Dentures. Can't live with them, and you definitely can't live without them. But what if I told you there's a better way? Today's Dental in Pineville is here to revolutionize your smile. Say goodbye to old-fashioned adhesives and endless appointments. They've made getting implants incredibly simple, low anxiety, and affordable for everyone. Picture this: in-office IV sedation administered by a highly skilled, certified nurse and anesthetist, making the procedure low anxiety and stress-free. And the best part? Their multiple finance options make implants truly affordable. Don't wait. If you're ready to replace those old-timey dentures with permanent implants, call Today's Dental on Highway 28 East in Pineville at 448-4540. It's a general dental facility owned by Dr. Jonas Goche. That's 448-4540. Your perfect smile is just a call away. Today's Dental, because you deserve the best.
Talkback is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. There's nothing quite like the unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW. Now let's get back to Talkback on KSYL, 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and 100.3 HD3.
Back on a Friday, just a couple minutes left in this hour. We'll continue the conversation into hour number two as well, and invite you to bring up anything you would like to talk about. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but I saw yesterday where, I think it was in Phoenix, it was a really large crowd for an event that was basically a discussion between Tucker Carlson and Russell Brand. And if you remember Russell Brand, he's been an actor, comedian for a long time, but just kind of recently came to faith as a Christian and has been very, very upfront about that, outspoken about it. And I guess from what I'm reading about, there was a 90-minute discussion they had yesterday just about Jesus and the gospel. So I want to go back and watch that. I bet that's, I saw a couple clips of it, and Russell Brand is, you know, he is on fire. So that's great.
Interesting.
To see. Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, before, I mean, he was not exactly the cleanest of comedians or actors or whatnot. And of course he'll talk all about that. So it's been a pretty powerful change, which I think is really a cool thing to see. So, and Tucker usually is more talking politics when he's in a discussion, but it sounds like it was a really great discussion. So,
so how do you listen to Tucker? You know, I haven't listened to Tucker since he probably went off the air. So does he have his own channel?
He does. Most of the stuff he posts through Twitter now. So he'll have like long form interviews. Yeah, in fact, if you go to Tucker Carlson on Twitter right now, they've got the Russell Brand interview on there. It's about an hour and 33 minutes for the whole video. I'm kind of scrolling through it right now. It looks like for the first 30 minutes. It's just Tucker talking, and then he brings Brand onto the set, and Brand's not wearing shoes. He's got his legs crossed in the chair. So looks pretty comfortable and casual. So, yeah. Twitter's where I get, these days, most of my news, I would say. So, which is the reason why I do is because you get so much news there that you don't find anywhere else. Nothing, you know, and we talk about in media the theory of agenda setting, which is where the media doesn't really tell you what to think, but more what to think about. That is, why do they cover one thing and then they don't cover other things? So that's just kind of the nature of it. But in fact, I saw a good tweet last night. It made me think. So the Republicans traded Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney to the Democrats and ended up getting RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard. So they say they consider that a win. I would say so.
I got a noodle on that a minute. Okay, so
Kinzinger was the congressman.
Right, yeah, no. And so Kinzinger got traded to the Democrats?
Yeah, yeah. Along with Cheney, Liz Cheney.
Oh, yeah, that's a, yeah.
Because Liz is endorsing Kamala now.
Yeah, that's probably a fair trade, yeah.
I think the Republicans won big time on that one.
Yeah, definitely.
So if that was a sports trade, people would be laughing. So, all right, much more coming up in hour number two. Stay with us.
You've been listening to Talk Back. The opinions expressed were those of the hosts and callers, and not necessarily those of Senlaw Broadcasting.
FM 104.9, AM 970, KSYL, and KRRV 100.3 HD3, Alexandria. It's 8 o'clock.